The following is a Sunday feast lecture on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 8, text number 16, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on September 21st, 2008, in Skopje, Macedonia.
So tonight we are reading from Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 8, text number 16. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
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 Om namo.
A Brahma Bhuvana Loka Punar Arvartinorjuna Mam Upecha Tu Konteya Punar Janma Navidyate. From the highest planet in the material world down to the lowest, all are places of misery wherein repeated birth and death take place. But one who attains to my abode, O son of Kunti, never takes birth again. Purport. All kinds of yogis, karma, jnana, hatha, etc., eventually have to attain devotional perfection in bhakti yoga or Krishna consciousness before they can go to Krishna's transcendental abode and never return. Those who attain the highest material planets, the planets of the demigods, are again subjected to repeated birth and death, as persons on earth are elevated to higher planets. People on higher planets such as Brahmalok, Chandralok, and Indralok fall down to earth. The practice of sacrifice, called Panch Agni Vidya, recommended in the Chandyoga Upanishad, enables one to achieve Brahmaloka. But if, on Brahmaloka, one does not cultivate Krishna consciousness, then he must return to earth. Those who progress in Krishna consciousness on the higher planets are gradually elevated to higher and higher planets, and at the time of universal devastation, are transferred to the eternal spiritual kingdom. Baladeva Vijayabhushana, in his commentary on Bhagavad Gita, quotes this verse, Brahmana sohate sarve samprapte pratisanchare parashyante kritatmana pravishanti parangpadam. When there is devastation of this material universe, Brahma and his devotees, who are constantly engaged in Krishna consciousness, are all transferred to the spiritual universe and to specific spiritual planets according to their desires. Shri Guru, Shri Jata, Padakamalam, Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha, Shri Rupa, Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatam Vidantam Sajima Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakon Vitamscha. So, where do we find ourselves at the present moment? In a miserable place. That is the event. Very, very miserable place. At every step there is misery. If the adi-atmic miseries don't get you, and the adi-bhautic miseries don't get you, the adi-daivic miseries will get you. And if the adi-daivic and the adi-bhautic miseries don't get you, the adi-atmic miseries will get you. And if the adi-atmic and the adi-daivic miseries don't get you, then the adi-bhautic miseries will crush you. This is a fact. So what to do? We're like handcuffed prisoners. It's not a very nice situation. How to get out? Actually, you can get out by mercy. Sometimes the condemned prisoner, he can be released. The governor can give him a pardon. It's like in Texas, there was one folk singer. He was his name, they called him Lead Belly. He was a very good singer. So he was in prison for murder. So he wrote a song for the governor to ask him to be released from the prison. And the song was so nice, the government said, "All right, let him go." So if you can get the mercy of the governor, even if you're a condemned prisoner on death row, slated to be executed next week, you can be a free man. So somehow, you see, he was intelligent. He knew how to attract the mercy of the governor by making a very nice song. So we can somehow attract the mercy of the governor. Then we can be released. But what if you're not a songwriter like Leadbelly? What will you do? We're very fortunate. We don't have to write the song. Krishna has already written the song for us. He says, if you sing this song with love, I will give you pardon. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. It's such an easy thing. Who is that person who would not take advantage of this easy, easy process of becoming released from the prison of material existence? Only someone who is totally mentally retarded would not take advantage of it.
Samo neko što je celosno mentalno retardiran ne može iskoristiti.
A madman only would not take advantage.
Samo lud čovjek ne može iskoristiti.
Any intelligent man would say, oh, if I can chant this mantra with love and become released from all adiatmic, adibodhic, and adivigdaisic miseries and enter into eternity knowledge and bliss, and doesn't even cost me any money. But the amazing potency of Maya is that 99.99999999% of the world population will not chant Hare Krishna.
No, nevratno da moći na Maya, što 99.99% od srcek nema da peje Hare Krishna.
What is the population of your city? It is much bigger than the gathering here, you see. This gathering is a very, very small percentage of the population of this city. That means their brains are dull. So we have to give them brain. That's why Prabhupada told us to preach, to distribute books, to do Harinam Sankirtan, distribute prasad. Because this gives them brain. So it is the great mercy of Srila
Prabhupada
that we can become enlightened with spiritual bliss. That we can taste the sweetest nectar at every minute in spite of these threefold miseries. Someone may ask, scientifically, how is it possible to be blissful when you're being bombarded by miseries on all sides?
Neko može da praša, kako je naučno možno da si blažen koga te bombardira stradanje od svih strana?
The answer is quite simple.
Govorat je mnogo jednostavno.
You have to understand this material nature is not the ultimate reality.
Mora shvatiti da materijalna priroda ne je vrhovna stvarnost.
It is simply a shadow of the original and ultimate reality.
To je samo senka na vrhovnosti i najvišoj stvarnosti.
It is a curtain.
Zavis.
That prevents you from seeing the Lord in front of your face at every minute. In other words, our separation from Krishna is not factual, but it is apparent only. Because we are blinded by lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy. Therefore, we are not experiencing Krishna at every minute.
Zato što smo oslepeni od pomnožnih alčnost, od iluzija, od zavidljivost, iluzija, možemo se kao mi da uvidimo Krishna.
But Krishna is very near, just as the deities are very near, but only a curtain is separating us.
Krishna je mnogo blisko, božestvata se tuka, no ne deli samo jedna zavis.
So Krishna is very near to you at every minute.
Krishna je blisko do vas u svakoj mig.
We just have that curtain of lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy blocking our vision of Krishna. So we have to draw back that curtain. We have to beg the mercy of the acharyas to save us. To bring us out of this madness. The acharyas are very kind. If we bow down at their feet and beg their mercy that they please save us from this material existence, they will bestow all benedictions upon us. And we will become full of spiritual bliss. We become empowered with transcendental vision. We will realize our eternal identity beyond this world of ignorance and misery. We simply have to faithfully follow the instructions given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. These instructions will save us. We should never doubt the words of Srila Prabhupada, thinking that they are out of touch with reality. These purports of Srila Prabhupada, they bring us into actual touch with reality. It is the material world that brings us out of touch with reality. The scientists, the politicians, the educators, the artists, they bring us out of touch with reality. Shri Gornitai ki jai, Shingadeva ki jai. They teach us to identify ourselves with this lump of matter, body. The greatest injustice you can do for someone is to train them to think that they are their body. But this is the first thing we are taught when we come out of the womb. And the family members become all excited. They say, "Oh, it's a boy! Oh, it's a girl!" They immediately teach you, you are a boy, you are a girl, you're programmed. Think that you're the body immediately upon being born. So we've been indoctrinated from the very beginning. If you think you're a man or you think you're a woman, you're crazy. Actually, if you think you're a man or a woman, you're absolutely insane. That male or female body you're wearing at this minute is a covering only. Just like I have this chadar, you see, I'm wearing this chadar on my shoulder. I can take it off. I'm still the same person, with or without my chadar. In the same way, you are the same person with or without your present body. You do not change if your body is removed from you. You are still the same person. So we have to be completely convinced that we are not the body. That is the first step in self-realization. As long as we think, "I am this body," we will not advance in Krishna consciousness. There's a very nice story given in this connection. By His Divine Grace, Om Vishnu Pad Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. One time in India there was a wedding. The boy was from one village and the girl was from a different village. So the villagers from one village they were all going to the other village for the wedding celebration. But there was a huge body of water separating the two villages. So you would have to hire a boatman to go across this huge expanse of water. So the villagers arrived late at night. The wedding was the next morning. Normally the boatmen, they do not work at night. They sleep at night.
тие, како кажам, чандирите не работат најшироко, обично спијат.
But the villagers said, this is urgency, emergency, we have to be at the wedding in the morning. So you kindly, we'll give you some extra rupees, you kindly row us through the night to the next village. Otherwise, we'll be late for the wedding. So the boatman agreed, all right, give us the extra rupees and we'll do it. So the whole night they were rowing, you see. But in the morning when the sun came up, the villagers woke up. And they looked and the boat was still on the shore, it hadn't gone anywhere. They said, oh no, we're going to miss the wedding. Boatman, what have you done? You have slept all night. You have cheated us. I said, no, we've been rowing the whole night. See all the sweat on our bodies. We've been rowing the whole night to get you to that wedding on time. So they said, but why? We haven't gone anywhere. So the boatmen, they looked and they found that they forgot to pull in the anchor. So what is that anchor? I am this body. As long as you identify with your body, you can do all so many penances and austerities to try to advance in Krishna consciousness. Then as long as you think I am male or I am female, you will not advance very much in Krishna consciousness. One of the most difficult things to follow is to avoid illicit sex. Many members have difficulty with this principle. But this fall down into illicit sex is rooted in the false conception of I am male or female, you see. If you realize I'm not male or female, then sex doesn't make any sense. It doesn't relate to the actual self, you see. The self cannot be happy by sex indulgence. The self finds actual happiness by loving relationship with that Supreme Person who is the source of all existence. Aham sarvasya prabhavo matah sarvam pravartate iti madva bhajante bang bhutabhava samanvitaha. Krishna says, I am the source of all material and spiritual worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who know this perfectly engage in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts. Note the word all. Krishna wants all of your heart. How much of our hearts do we give to Krishna? Do we give him all of our heart? Or do we give him part of our heart? This is a question each one of us has to honestly ask ourselves. Am I giving my entire heart to Krishna? Or just part of it? Because if you only give part of your heart to Krishna, ye yatamang prapadyante tangs tataiva bhajamyaham, then you will only be partially rewarded. How much reward would you like from Krishna? That person who owns and controls everything throughout all of existence, How much reward would you like from him? Do you want full unlimited reward? Or do you just want a little tiny portion of reward? Each one of us are making that decision by our practical attitude, words, and deeds. Actually, if we honestly analyze our position, it's embarrassing. How small a portion of our hearts we are actually giving to Krishna. But anyway, something's better than nothing. Rome wasn't built in a day. It was built one brick at a time. So we have to advance, and even though right now we're on the neophyte platform, we have not much bhakti. If we will follow the principles of sadhana bhakti very faithfully, chanting 16 rounds of japa mala every day, rising early, taking bath, taking only prasad, avoiding illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling, then we will progress. We have to be patient. We can't expect to become a pure devotee overnight. Srila Prabhupada compares it to a woman who gets married. She cannot expect to deliver a baby the next morning after her wedding. Even though she wants to have a child, she has to be patient. If she is a dutiful wife, then in due course of time, it is sure and certain she will become pregnant and she will deliver a child. But she cannot expect it immediately. So in the same way, we are trying to get pregnant with Krishna consciousness. By taking through the ears the seed of bhakti into our hearts.
You see?
We want to become pregnant with Krishna
bhakti.
So that the child of love of God will be born full, will be born in our heart. So we have to dutifully serve our spiritual master. We have to dutifully serve our founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami
Prabhupada,
by reading his books and following the instructions very carefully. And then in due course of time, it is sure and certain we will become completely pure devotees and we will be able to see Krishna at every minute within our hearts and wherever we go. So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Lecture and the instructions you gave us. I wanted to ask you, you mentioned that out of many, many people, very, very few are coming to Krishna. And Krishna also says this in the Bhagavad Gita. But from my experience, The more the advanced the devotees are, it seems like that they're acting completely opposite to this. They although they know that Krishna says that out of many people, very few are coming to Krishna, they want to give Krishna to more and more people. So why is this happening? Значи, вели Кришна во Бхагавад Гита вели дека од многу луѓе многу, значи од 2-1 или многу малку му се предава, но колку се понапредни бхактите, се чини како да се повеќе делуваат обратно од ова начало. Значи, се повеќе луѓе сакаат да ги донесат
So, I don't quite understand the question. You're saying that Krishna is saying only a few will come. So, what is the question?
So, why we are preaching to so many people?
Yeah.
Why the more advanced devotees are? What is the cause of this? This acting of the advanced devotees that they want to
liberate everyone.
Yeah.
Actually, that is called compassion. The more one advances in Krishna consciousness, the more he feels compassion in his heart to see the suffering living beings on this planet. So, he more and more dedicates himself to saving everyone. It is called love. Even though Krishna says only one in a million will come, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, anything is possible. In fact, it is predicted in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. What is that verse? How does that begin? Do you remember? It stated that this Krishna consciousness movement, it is a Sajjana Durjana Pangu Jada Andaghana Prema Vanyaya Dubaila Jagatara Jana. It is stated by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami that this Krishna Ganga's movement, it is a tidal wave of Krishna Prema, and it will inundate the entire universe, drowning everyone, whether they are lame, invalid, or blind.
Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami говори дека движењето за свесност за Кришна е како еден бран кој ќе го потопи целиот свет и секого, независно дали е ром, слеп или е инвалид.
So we know that Lord Chaitanya is more merciful than Krishna.
Господ Чајтанја е помилостив од Кришна.
So by his grace, the whole world will someday be inundated with Krishna prema. There will be a Satya Yuga in the midst of Kali Yuga. It is mentioned there will be a 10,000 year period which began when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. That 10,000 year period, during that time, the whole world will become inundated with Krishna consciousness.
За време на Кали Юга, кој почнува пред 500
години на
нашите Четене Махапрабу, во кое време целиот свет ќе биде преплавен со свесността за...
How soon that happens, that's up to us.
Кога тоа ќе се случи, тоа од нас зависи.
How much we are willing to purify our consciousness.
Колку сме спремни да прочистиме својата свесност.
Srila Prabhupada explains that one who is completely free of all offenses in chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, influences the entire world to take up Krishna consciousness.
вліє в цілий світ, да, прихати свідомість за Кришну.
So each and every one of us should strive to be a 100% pure devotee. And to the extent that we actually purify our hearts, to that extent, we will have an uplifting impact on the global consciousness. It is called spiritual revolutionary. Sankirtan devotee. He's always thinking, how can I live my life in such a way that all living entities can be saved from the clutches of birth and death? So even though Krishna has said only one in a million, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, it can be 1 million out of 1 million. So we have to strive our level best, as Prabhupada also strived his level best. We have to strive our level best. Prabhupada did his best to try to spread this movement. We must also do our best. We should not think simply eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. We have to think how to create a spiritual revolution here in Macedonia. The high court judges, they will be wearing Vaishnava tila. Actually, I'm seeing very encouraging signs. When we arrived in Sofia earlier this week, we had to go through the passport control. They have lines for EU and for non-EU people, you see. So, my wife and I, we were dutifully standing in the non-EU line. But then one young woman from the EU only line, she called us over to her line. And I've crossed the borders hundreds and hundreds of times. Usually, they're a little cold. The passport paper are a little bit cold. But this woman was looking at us with this big warm smile. I was thinking, what is this? And then when it was finished, she gave the passport, she said, Hari Bol. So when the passport control people all say Hari Bol, then we know this movement is moving forward. There will come a day when this will be your passport. Vaishnavas have special exemption, diplomatic immunity from normal border procedures. Prabhupada's men will have special diplomatic immunity for crossing borders. That day will come. And if we continue preaching, that day will come. Yes.
And that verse of Manishyanam Sahasra Sri Krishna says that out of many thousands, those who are coming to Krishna consciousness, so if the devotees don't preach, then how would they come to?
Krishna was trying to tell Krishna,
how would they progress even to one step, to the final stage?
If we don't preach, that one out of a million will not even come.
Right.
How many Krishna bhaktas were there in the Western world before Prabhupada came? Not even one.
Koliko imaš bhakti na Krishna u zapadnje sve prelaze Prabhupada, nemaš nijedno.
There were scholars who were studying Bhagavad Gita and appreciating it very much, but they could not become devotees because they had not gotten the mercy of the pure devotee.
Imaš neko učenje ljude koja pričuva Bhagavad Gita i ako čituva, ne može da stane od bhakti, zato što nema dobijeno milost, ne čisti od bhakti.
Oh. Any other question?
Yes.
Could you please repeat from what you mentioned in the lecture previously? How can we get released, safe from the existing madness and chaos that is going on in reality, in the extreme materialism in the reality, talking about the non-believers in the world?
Yeah, what's the question?
How can we get safe from the chaos and from the madness? How can the people get released from that?
Yes, if the devotees are kind.
What's going on everyday reality?
Yes, the way they can become released from the pains of everyday reality. Is to get the mercy of the devotees. Because the devotees will train them to see things with a different perspective. What you're taking to be the everyday reality is the everyday unreality. This light can be many times in the airports when I go for traveling. It's a gray, nasty day. It's a miserable, depressing day. But when the airplane takes off, it breaks through the clouds. And lo and behold, it's a beautiful sunny day. It's a gorgeous, beautiful day. That beautiful day was there the whole time. Simply, we were covered by the clouds, that's all. So every day is a beautiful day. You are simply covered by the clouds of the modes of nature, that's all. So how will you get beyond the clouds of material nature? You have to get on the airplane. So what is that airplane? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Fly Hare Krishna Airlines. It'll get you there on time.
To the destination.
That's right. It'll take you to Krishna Loka. Fly the friendly skies of Hare Krishna Airlines. You will always be beyond the clouds of the modes of nature. The spiritual master is the pilot. The devotees are the stewards and stewardesses. And you will be... And Krishna is the owner of the airline.
Krishna je собственикот на авионската компанија.
So you simply have to fly this Hare Krishna Airlines, that's all.
Значи мора да се возите со Hare Krishna Airlines.
And then you will never be miserable ever again. You will always be blissful at every second for all of eternity.
И никогаш веќе нема да страдате, секоја минута ќе бидете во блаженство.
I guarantee it.
Ја гарантирам.
Or double your money back. Any other question?
Yeah. All acting in this material world. When are we acting as a jiva? In which situations or conditions, and when are we acting as this material body or condition?
Well, jiva, you always will remain, but you can act in liberated consciousness or in conditioned consciousness.
Джива секога што стануваш, но можеш да делуваш во ослободена свесност или во врзана свесност.
You always remain the jiva.
Секогаш стануваш джива.
But you can act properly or you can act improperly.
Можеш да делуваш правилно или да делуваш неправилно.
If you follow the directions of guru, sadhus and shastra, then you are properly situated.
Ако ја следиш упатствата на гуру, саду и шастра, тоа си правилно в темата.
And if you neglect the orders of guru, sadhus and shastra, then you are improperly situated. Therefore, read these books and follow these books. This will liberate you. Completely, 100% liberated. Any other questions?
Today is the arrival of Srila Prabhupada to America. Could you perhaps say something about the significance of the day?
Tell something about
the significance of the day?
Yes.
Indicate certain prayer by which we could, with which we could address Srila Prabhupada today.
The significance of it
and perhaps to tell a prayer.
A prayer
with which we could address Srila Prabhupada today.
Yes. Yes. Very nice. So, actually, Prabhupada's arrival in America is the greatest moment in the history of Vaishnavism. That day that he set foot on Commonwealth Pier in Boston is the turning point in world history. Because even though Krishna Bhakti was properly understood and handed down by great acharyas, it had never become available or attractive to the general population. But Krishna arranged for Srila Prabhupada a way that he could attract the whole world to Krishna.
Но Кришна среди начин за Шрила Прабхупада тој да може да го привлече целиот свет кон Кришна.
By sending him to America where the young, disgruntled, frustrated youth, the hippies.
Прочаки го во Америка кај што беа младите разочарена.
Could come forward and that by thousands and thousands of them came forward to assist Prabhupada in his mission.
И јадници од нив дојдоа да му помагаат на Прабхупада во неговата мисија.
He then sent them all over the world. And they spread this Krishna Ganges movement all over the world. By the power and potency of Srila
Prabhupada.
So this day when he arrived in Boston Harbor, Commonwealth Pier, that is the most significant turning point in the history. And Prabhupada very much remembered that day. One time in Boston, he had the devotees, they had an old bus with no seats in it. So they got one chair for Prabhupada and Brahmananda held it down. And I think Hamsa Dutta was driving. So Prabhupada said, now you go this way. Prabhupada directed him to the streets of Boston with no map. He directed the devotee how to drive straight to Commonwealth Pier. And he showed the devotees where he had landed. And you know in Prabhupada's books, he often uses the word unalloyed bhakti. And there, on Commonwealth Pier, there was a big sign, Unalloyed Steel Company.
И на пристаништето имаше знак компания за чист челик.
And Prabhupada pointing with his cane, Unalloyed Steel Company.
Prabhupada покаже с отстап компания за чист.
Unalloyed means pure with no mixture, you see. An alloy is something mixed in.
Чисто, значи без примеси.
So if something is unalloyed, it is pure. There's nothing mixed in with it.
Ако е нещо чисто, нема никакви примеси во него.
So Prabhupada pointed out, just see, Unalloyed Steel Company. To demonstrate to the devotees that this Krishna bhakti process that he is giving us is unalloyed bhakti. So on this day that Prabhupada arrived in America, we can pray, my dear Srila Prabhupada, just as you arrived in America to inundate the whole world with Krishna Bhakti, you please land in the Commonwealth Pier of my heart. So that this wretched self can become completely inundated with Krishna Bhakti. Any other question? So everyone's satisfied now? Everyone's enlivened. Everyone's ready to run to your ticket agent and get your tickets for Hare Krishna Airlines. To fly forever in the friendly skies of Hare Krishna. Very good. So we thank you very much. Raja Vidushimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.